This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McPhee. Sudan's former president, Omar al-Bashir, appeared in court Monday to face corruption charges 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir, who ruled Sudan for 30 years, is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. According to a detective who addressed the court, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. Many Khartoum residents were disenchanted with the trial, many of them saying that it was too little too late. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged China on Monday to act in a humanitarian manner to resolve differences with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Pence quoted President Trump as saying that it'll be much harder for the U.S. to reach accord on a new trade deal with China if something violent happens in Hong Kong. On Sunday, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. Four radiation monitoring stations located in Russia have gone offline after a mysterious blast at a Russian missile testing facility on August 8th. That's according to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. CTBTO, an independent that operates an international network of radiation monitoring stations, said two Russian stations closest to the blast site went offline 2 days after the unexplained explosion, and reports of radiation spikes to other stations went silent on August 13th. It is not clear what caused the outage or whether the stations were tampered with by Russia. This is VOA News. An Iranian supertanker with